97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 601 on a football Friday. Yes, it is the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Alongside Jamie Lynch, I'm Devon Givens with you for this hour, the 6 o'clock hour, as we break it all down with the NFL, the Phils, day-night doubleheader, picking up win number one, and also some NBA action getting underway in Tokyo, Japan, game one of the preseason with the Washington Wizards and the Golden State Warriors. So we got to look at some of those schedules. College football this weekend, get the Jamie's picks, where Jamie gives us one guaranteed and one guaranteed collegiate football selection.
Don't use that G word.
And we'll go, all right, my bad. All right, close to guaranteed.
No, DraftKings, look out. It's all turned around for me. I've hit my last five NFL picks in a row.
See?
We're on the heater.
And we're already getting some requests.
Yeah.
Need some college things. So
finally.
Got to make sure that we get those in.
Have I ever told you my three-week theory that every third week is Joe Public weekend?
No.
Because they don't want to beat you down week after week after week, because then people will just retreat to the hills. So I think every third week they toss the public a bone.
Okay.
Last week was week three.
Okay.
I think people got bloodied week one and week two, and they went, all right, we got to get some people back. And I think it's so week six, we'll check back on my theory and see how it does.
All right. Well, you're keeping track of this, right?
Yeah, I couldn't miss last weekend.
Okay.
So that's my theory. I've had it for a while. I think it makes sense. You don't want to completely dominate your paying customers. So you toss him a bone every once in a while. He's got to be sharp enough when to pounce.
Like you.
Yeah, well, I wish I went a little bigger now in hindsight. I'm still making up for my losses of week one and two.
Base hits.
Yeah, that's true.
Base hits.
It's softball. Doubles and singles can win.
That's right. You can get an occasional home run.
Yeah.
But base hits. Holidays coming
You're
up
not
soon.
Wrong. You're not wrong.
Hit that home run when we get close to December.
Yeah.
So you can take care of the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Wife and all that stuff. Well, the Draft Line Show is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jamie, let's start right away with the Phils, since we have a game upcoming here. Day-night doubleheader. They take care of game number one. They get it done. Bailey Falter out there doing his job, Jay, just like we knew he would.
His ERA in starts this year is 2.32.
He's the stopper.
He's been their best pitcher since like the beginning of August.
Six innings.
It's pretty wild.
Two walks in this game and only gives up three hits in the six innings on 84 pitches, Jay. He had to stop the bleeding. He did just that.
Yeah, he's been a nice storyline of this season, no doubt about it. Lately there hasn't been a lot of good storylines, but he's consistent, and I think he's earned his way into the rotation next year. I think there's a really good shot, him and Painter.
Especially when you have Gibson, Syndergaard, already.
Mm-hmm. Well, Syndergaard, see ya.
Right.
So. And he's pitching tonight. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance Falter and Andrew Painter have a shot to be your 4-5 next year. I think it's more likely that Painter comes up around, All-Star game.
July. Okay.
But if he's that good in spring training, he might be hard to keep off the opening day
Gibson
roster.
Starts there. And then at some point,
yeah, just let him rip,
killing.
Dude.
He just won the award, for goodness' sake.
Yeah, like just do something that's not what the Phillies typically do.
Non-conventional Philly
stuff.
Yeah,
just think outside the box. Be different, because being in the box in Philadelphia Phillies land is not very promising.
No, it is not.
So do the opposite. It's the Costanza episode of Seinfeld. Do the opposite.
It worked for him.
Yeah.
Until a certain point.
Yeah. Exactly.
So tonight, as we look at this one with the Phils,
Tommy Romero versus Noah Syndergaard.
Also, your boy's not pitching today, huh?
No, he must
maybe
be.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe he has the afternoon, the 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
There was talk that it could be a doubleheader on Sunday, depending on the weather in D.C. and in our general area tomorrow. Obviously, we had to push FanFest back. It does suck. Yeah. I think the Sixers are getting the brunt of it right now.
Yeah.
It was headed right for
They're
Charleston.
They're not leaving until Sunday to go to Brooklyn for their preseason game on Monday.
Okay, yeah. So weather's probably going to suck here this weekend, so maybe they moved Corbin to Sunday. I don't know, but bet against Patrick Corbin when the Phillies do face him.
No doubt about it. Well, as you said, Tommy Romero, Noah Syndergaard, the over-under, Jay, is 8.5.
That's
right
probably
now.
A safe over. I mean,
because you're going to get 5 right away from Noah Syndergaard. Yeah. And the Phillies are going to have to catch up.
I haven't looked at the weather in D.C. tonight. Dylan was saying it's got a chance to be a little iffy.
Sure.
So that could affect it. If you're really set on betting this game, I would take a glance at that weather report a little
more.
Are
we only going with that and staying away from any of the player props?
Yeah, there's not really too many players right now that are too inspiring to bet
anything.
On.
No. Only thing you look at, maybe something with JT Realmuto. Maybe that's about it.
Yeah, he's been pretty good.
Just because he's been the most consistent.
Yeah, 20 stolen base, 21 stolen bases.
Three today.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. First catcher or second catcher in Major League history outside of Pudge Rodriguez to get 20 and 20 club for dingers and stolen bases. So, you know, if that's cool if they make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, I'll be like, that's a stupid stat. Who cares?
All right, cool. But then you have Corbin Burnes in Milwaukee hosting the Miami Marlins and Sandy Alcantara.
Ooh, that's a good matchup.
They're over under 6 in that game.
Nasty.
Marlins last night came back.
Yeah, they did.
Get
Thank
the grand
you.
Slam.
Thank you, Marlins.
We leave here. Tyler and I did last night, 10 o'clock, sign off. 2-0. Oh, this game is over.
Yeah, great. Now we don't have the wild card lead anymore.
And then bang, they help kind of save thing, wipe the brow, and you're still in front. And now with the Phillies, with their win earlier today, again, the game starts in Milwaukee at 8:10. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that throughout the night. Matt Menarik is here, so he'll keep us posted on what's happening with the Milwaukee Brewers. Phillies right now, one game up on the Brewers. Of course, they have the tiebreaker, which makes it 2. But we just go with what it is right now with the one game up and the 2 games behind the San Diego Padres, who also lost their last
game. Yeah. Sandy Alcantara has an ERA of 3.6 with 9 strikeouts in 3 appearances versus the Brewers in his career. So it's not a team he's faced a lot. And this is kind of his real coming out party. He's been pretty good in his career, but not Cy Young good. So maybe things are a little bit different this year. I would probably lean Brewers tonight.
Same. Coming off
the loss.
Low scoring.
I just don't.
But they get the win.
I don't see them pulling a Phillies and losing to the Marlins at this time of the year. You know what I mean? So I think they kind of view tonight as an absolute must-have because it's almost like you'd get swept by the Cubs or something. You don't want to be that bad. So I would lean Brewers tonight.
So Brewers, if you had to go with a 2-gamer, Phillies,
yeah,
Miami.
I think Phillies.
Phillies Brewers?
I think Phillies get it done tonight.
All right. Let me put that one together real fast and see what we have here. Phillies Brewers, you want to include the San Diego Padres with the...
You like them? Why not?
Excuse me.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Let me see.
Allergies are a bastard this time of year.
Yu Darvish, Davis Martin tonight with the Chicago White Sox. Padres have lost their last 2.
Leave them out of it.
Leave them out of it.
Yeah, I don't have a strong feeling on that.
Plus 128 with 2 wins, Phillies and the Brewers tonight. So things will stay even.
That's not bad.
But a win tonight would bode well for the Phillies, of course, and knock.
Mentally, I think they just kind of need.
They need it.
They need to beat up on somebody. And the Nationals stink. So it's a great opportunity, but the Cubs stunk.
So were the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, you went 1-15 this year versus the Chicago Cubs, the Texas Rangers, and the San Francisco Giants. Like, if you throw the Mets into that mix, you went 5-32, something like that. So, I mean, that's your season right there. You couldn't capitalize on some bad teams.
And you don't have to go 8-7.
Yeah, no.
15.
Like what they did versus the Braves, they were I think 7-9 on the year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
Let's do that. And
yeah.
You know what? We're not even talking about the Brewers.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Padres.
Yeah,
you could have
moonwalked into the playoffs.
Stranglehold this thing early,
but you blew it.
But here we are. 5 is the magic number.
Yeah.
5 is the magic number.
You know, it could be 4 after tonight. It should be 4. I hope they get this game in. I don't want the schedule to get all more jumbled than it's already going to get here down the final week.
Yep.
Because then that just makes it sloppy and bullpen games, and you don't want your starters going. It just becomes a mess.
All right, man. Well, let's get to the NFL and see what's going on with the football squads. And we look at, as we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, man, the Jacksonville Jaguars coming to town.
And the Doug Peterson-led squad, 2-1, they look pretty good, Jay.
Yeah, they beat up on the Chargers last week. The Chargers were down 5 Pro Bowlers. They seem to be missing everybody last week, and Herbert played even pretty banged up with
Keenan
injection.
Keenan Allen is already ruled out for this weekend.
Yeah, so they're a banged-up squad. But regardless, on the road out in L.A., it's still a pretty impressive win to hang 38 up on that team.
Yes, it is.
The Jaguars are on the right track. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Doug Peterson is good for young quarterbacks. I think he gets respect. I think they listen. And he's got Trevor Lawrence looking a lot better than he did last year already. So that's good. The one injury to keep an eye on is Zay Jones. I didn't see if he practiced today. I'll check on that during the break. But he was out all week. And That's a fairly decent-sized loss for them. Him and Christian Kirk are kind of their receiving option threats. But the Eagles also have a big loss there with Avante Maddox this week, who was ruled out. And that sucks because Avante's been playing great.
Yep.
I think
out with an ankle.
Yeah. So hopefully it's just the one-week thing. But he was kind of like the perfect guy to just throw on Zay Jones a little bit. Or, excuse me, on Christian Kirk a little bit because they move Kirk all over the place. Yeah. And Avante could just kind of shadow and stick with him because he plays a lot of the slot. So that's a bummer. So keep your eye on the injury report. But I don't think the Jaguars are ready yet. I think they're on the right track. But this is you're walking into a hornet's nest on Sunday. Jalen Hurts coming off the Player of the Month award. Fans sense 4-0 at their fingertips. That place is going to be rocking.
And even though you look at Jacksonville as a 2-1 team, the thing that Eagle fans still focus on, while they may respect Doug Peterson, Trevor Lawrence, and what the Jacksonville Jaguars have done, you're looking at them as the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, sure.
So you should still beat that football team that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it'll be a much more competitive game than
it'll be competitive.
Would have liked to believe before week number one, we saw how things have changed.
Yeah.
But the Eagles should win this game.
They should. I think my prediction, I think I had them winning by 10 or 11. So
sure.
I do think they cover the number. I'll probably venture into some alternate line waters, maybe look at like an 8.5 or a 9 spread and just take a little shot there. But I just think this Eagles team is rolling right now. Their vibes are good. The whole Batman thing. AJ Brown just became a dad again last night. He's gonna have
Brown Jr.
Yeah, he's gonna have some dad powers unlocked. I wouldn't want to be the Jaguar. Yeah,
he's scoring.
So I'm 100% taking his over 72.5 yards, and I'm taking a touchdown.
Right,
and he's probably gonna have some dedication to his son. So yeah, I just think it's a tough situation the Jaguars are walking into. Because I said this morning, I think 4-0 is kind of the watermark of irrationality for fans. That's where you start getting one seed dreams. Can we get a bye? Can we make the NFC come through Philadelphia? So I think they know how important this is because there's only one undefeated team left. And if you can push that another week, I mean, your odds of making the playoffs are all but locked for the most part. And then you can really start thinking about one seed. So I think there's a lot on the line this weekend. I don't think the Eagles are going to overlook it at all.
Very important game for the Birds. They need to get this one done against this Jacksonville Jaguars team. They're going to also be pumped up because of Doug Peterson.
Oh, sure.
Back.
Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox. You always want to beat your brother worse than you want to beat
Jacksonville.
Some
on the other side, know that they want to make sure they get the win for their coach, who they seem to have a much better relationship than they did with Urban Meyer. So,
yeah. Well, Doug gives them Haagen-Dazs after practice. Urban Meyer was kicking kickers out on the football field. Like some kind of a bully.
Right.
So, yeah, world of difference going to Doug Peterson after that, J.O.
All right, man. Well, let's get to some of the numbers. Weather still looks to be a little bit funky on Sunday also.
Yeah, I saw Tampa Bay staying in Tampa. There was
Instead
talk
of going to
moving
Minnesota?
The game. Yeah, I think it was Minnesota they were going to go to.
Yeah, so here for the Eagles on Sunday, at least as of right now, 60% chance of some precipitation. 58 degrees is the number for Sunday.
60% chance of precipitation?
60% at least right now as I look at my trusted iPhone.
The iPhone app.
Gotta go with the weather from there. And if we were to look at that, let me give you the number. First of all, over under 45.5.
I think it goes over because I do think the Eagles get close to 30. I don't know if they'll continuously go over that mark because that's a tough thing to do. I think the Jaguars will put up some points. Like, I feel like they're good for 17 or 20. So if you think the Eagles can get close to 30, then I like the over. But unders are hitting at the way higher rate this year. So keep that in mind when you're betting this weekend. It was, as of before last weekend, it was 66% of unders were hitting. So, you know, everybody likes betting overs, but the under's probably a safer bet this year so far.
Okay. All right, so
but I'm an idiot, and I'm going to bet the over.
You're going to bet the over. All right, so let's go with the over. Let's go with the over, as we said.
You agree?
Yeah, I do.
Because I think they can score a little bit.
They're concerned about how much rain or when the rain starts or stops. But yeah, I would probably look at it and also say go with the over.
Yeah, James
Eagles
Robinson
have shown to be able to put some points up,
and Travis Etienne are threats too. So you know they have a couple weapons.
They
Lawrence
do.
Looks good.
And Kirk has looked good, as you pointed out, and being able to have Zay Jones and Marvin Jones, who both scored last week, also that right now in a familiar one with Evan Ingram as the tight end. So we'll go with the over.
A.J. Brown's college teammate, Evan Ingram. Imagine lining up against that team. Now, Evan Ingram didn't live up to the hype that he had.
He was good.
But he was good in college.
Yes,
and imagine lining up, it's Ingram, D.K. Metcalf, and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Oof.
Not ideal.
Those are some monsters.
Not ideal. Not ideal. Trying to see here. Yeah, don't see it. Just says, of course, 58 degrees on Sunday with the chance of rain.
Yeah, I mean, it could affect the game plan. If it's windy and rainy, they're probably not going to be airing it out as much.
But until then,
let's bet the over.
Let's bet the over. How about that? Let's go with the over there. 6.5 is the number for...
I like it.
You like that number?
You agree? I think it's going to look closer than it was. I think they're going to control the game.
Well, if it looks closer than it was at the end,
which could make it a sweat,
it'll probably be a 6-point
victory or a 5-point
victory. So I would actually stay away from that part and just go with the total points on that one. So if you go with that one, we'll start there. Anytime touchdown score, you already said A.J. Brown.
New dad power.
There you go. So we're already at two picks.
I'm throwing him in.
Plus 250. Anyone else?
I mean, Jalen Hurts is typically a safe bet.
He's still at minus 105 and probably will be.
Yeah. Especially if it's a running game. You know, he might.
Yeah.
He doesn't turn the ball over.
And you're without Boston Scott. So
yes.
If Kenneth Gainwell is your main backup, Trey Sermon, I'd imagine, is going to be active and maybe get a few touches.
Yeah, they said he's caught up to speed with the playbook and he's in pretty good.
Been here for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I would hope so. Your job's not that complicated.
So are you going with Hurts or Sanders or Gainwell? Where are you going if you look at the
ground? I mean, Hurts seems like the most likely.
More safe?
Yeah.
Okay.
You agree on that?
Yeah, we're plus 500 right now, plus 500 right now with the Jalen Hurts addition. Anyone on the Jacksonville side, or you just simply want to stay away from that and just go with the passing props?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go with the passing props.
I was thinking James Robinson, but I don't feel strong about any of their options.
Let's not do it then. Jalen Hurts passing yards, they go from 199 and a half to 224, 249, 274, 299 and a half. It does not hit the plus until 274.
Oof.
Yeah.
Is that even worth it at that point? Because I was going to say, let's just go with like the safe 219 or whatever.
224.
224?
I would probably go 224.
What's that odds though?
Minus 215.
So is that even worth it?
All right.
Yeah,
so
see what it adds to the parlay.
All right,
and we'll
determine
if it's worth
it. Plus 650.
Bump shot 150.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obtainable.
It's not bad.
Yeah. All right.
How about the touchdown passes?
Yeah.
One plus, minus 900.
No, thank you.
Two plus. You already said he's going to go to A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Two plus.
I get
minus 145.
Yeah. See, I get worried with the two plus with him because of the rushing attack, not only from him, but from the running backs, too.
The plus one. Does nothing to our number.
No.
So,
no point.
No point there. No point there. Do you go with attempts? Do you go with longest passing yard? Do you go with completions? Any of those interest you?
What's the completion numbers?
Completion numbers for Jalen Hurts go from 15 plus to 25 plus. 15, 20, and 25. 15 minus 3,500.
Ooh. Why would you ever put that in a parlay?
20 plus minus 210.
So he's completed 22, 26, and 18 week one in Detroit, but that was more of a rushing attack game. He's gone.
I think he has
333 and 340 the past 2 weeks in the air. Damn. So he's completed 22 and 26 the last 2 weeks. Let's go with what's the over? What is it? Over 20?
20 is minus 210.
What's over
25? is plus 320.
What's 21 or 22?
That's just 15.
Oh, it's just okay. Five increments.
Just 15, 20.
Let's just go over 20, see what that adds to the parlay.
All right. It takes us right now to 750. It bumps us up on 100.
Mm.
So going 20 for 31?
Yeah, I mean, he'll go over 20.
All right. Trevor Lawrence, anything?
I would imagine they're going to try and dink and dunk and get him some easy completions as much as possible.
His numbers are the same.
I would go over 20 with him. What's the number on that?
Let's go to Trevor Lawrence. Completions, and his is 20-plus minus 475.
Oof, no thanks.
25 plus 130.
Avoid.
30-plus plus 700. Ooh, that's a big
one. Yeah, let's look at his yards.
Yards right now, same as Jalen Hurts is 199, 224, 249, 274, 299. And there, his first plus is at 249 and a half.
I think they're going to be playing from behind, which means they'll probably be throwing it a decent amount. He's got 772 yards through two games, coming in at 262, 235, 275.
So the 250 seems fair.
Yeah, it does.
224 is at minus 155.
And to the point of kind of getting the easy completions, he's completing 69.5% of his passes this year. Doug Peterson is a young quarterback's best friend. Yeah, I like that. Let's take that.
Which one?
Over
249 or 224?
Yeah, I think 249.
249 bumps us up to 1,000.
All right.
On these six bets from this Eagles-Jacksonville game. Rushing props.
Sanders was quiet last week. He was held to a meager, for him, 4 yards a carry.
His low is 49.5. His high is 89.5. Increments of 10 in between.
What's the 59.5 number?
Minus 160.
Let's throw that in. Let's see. Let's see what it takes the parlay to.
1,400.
So you think that's worth it?
Yeah, he'll probably get more touches because no Boston Scott. Not that Scott takes a lot from him.
Yeah.
But he'll have it. If I went safe, I would go 49 with him, because Jalen Hurts also has his in here, which starts at 34.5, going up to 74.5, increments of 10s. So I would.
All right, I'm good with 49.5.
49.5?
If it's worth it, if it doesn't move the parlay much, then
1,400 to 1,200. If we swap the numbers.
Okay. All right.
All right. Jalen Hurts, 34 to 74. Anything? 54 is at plus 120. That starts to pluses for Jalen Hurts. Not a big rushing week last week.
So his weeks go 20 last week, to your point, 57 and 90. He's averaging 4.5 yards a carry on the weekend, averaging. So he went 9, 11, and 17 rushes. 17 was the Detroit game, obviously. So I'd say he's probably averaging typically 10 to 11 rushes. If he's at 4-5, you think 45 is kind of a good mark, maybe an over 40? I don't know. We can skip that one. Yeah. I don't feel great about it either.
Nah. All right, let's just go finally to the receiving props.
A.J. Brown over.
What number? 59 to 99.
Let's go over. I want to say 79.
Plus 110.
All right. Because his game log individual is 72.5.
All right. We're at 8 picks.
All right.
At plus 1,800. And we haven't even mentioned Kirk, Goddard, Smith, and any of these.
It sounded like a lock to me, Devon.
Sounded like a lock. And you go in.
Tony Gonzalez called Dallas Goedert the best tight end in football.
Already in my notes.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
That's high praise from.
Talked about
a
him being top five, but I didn't expect him to say number one. And I understand Travis Kelce is still playing. You know about Mark Andrews.
George Kittle just came back.
George Kittle just came back. So maybe he's playing like the best right now.
Yeah.
I didn't expect him to say he was the best right now.
Yeah, high praise.
In the league, man. If we're sitting here putting our $5 in on this eight-leg bet, we are at $95, and we haven't even included any of the same-game parlays. When you do something like this and you go eight, where they go up to 100%, you probably get around 70 to 80% in a profit boost.
Yeah, true. Always check those promo tabs before you make your bets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, folks, make sure when you log into the DraftKings Sportsbook app and you put in your parlay, an eight-legger like this one here, and I have to screenshot it to make sure I send it to Jamie, because this is what we do. You make sure that you follow and find those great prop bets that you have up at the very top of the app, where you can, number one, There are a whole bunch of them where you can get a 100%, up to 100% profit boost on the games. You can do that. You can have the 50% same game times profit boost where you can include other games. You can also get in on some other interesting ones where they already put together also a 100% college football boost, Jamie.
Ooh,
I know you like that one.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Oh.
It's about to be fire pit TV outside college football weather.
There you go.
I love Saturdays when that.
With a hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie, the fall air.
Sweats.
Some beer. Fire pit. Love it.
All right. Well, listen, I have so much more. Jamie has his lock NFL game.
Oh, boy.
His lock.
Pressure's on.
College football game. We'll let you know what he had last week. I have it written down in my notes of the games that Jamie had last week.
God,
Two games. He doesn't remember, so we'll give you those on the other side. If you want to include some bets, 610-632-0975. This is the Draft Line Show with Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, as we broadcast with you on this Football Friday, presented by Pump Man Philly. Need a water pump expert for your facility for 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement. Count on Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. We come right back. We get into Jamie's lock picks from pro and college football, the NBA, and much, much more right here. Draft Line Show, Friday night, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, the Draft Line Show with Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Jay, before we get to your weekly picks for One Pro, One College, we have an update. Matt Gelb, who covers the Phillies, as we know, does a fantastic job for The Athletic, tweets out about 3 minutes ago, or a few minutes ago now, about 6 minutes ago, that it does not look like they're going to play tonight. Contingency plan was to attempt a doubleheader, in parentheses, another split one, because Nationals want two gates, like today, on Saturday.
They want two gates with 50 people showing up?
Yes.
See how empty that place was this afternoon?
You know. Wasn't expected to be a doubleheader today.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. The entire thing is a mess, as Matt
Yeah, that
said.
Sucks.
It does.
Because tomorrow is probably going to be, to some degree, a wash. And then you're going to have to do a doubleheader on Sunday. And then where do you make up that other game?
I guess they figure it out.
They might have to go
back. You can't
just
cancel one game.
No. You might have to go back to Miami after Houston. That seems wild.
Washington.
Or Washington after Houston.
Yeah.
That seems kind of wild.
Jim Salisbury saying second game rained out.
It's rained out already. Jeez.
Yep.
I guess the storms are coming.
It's on the way.
Yeah. That complicates the last week a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Gets guys out of, especially if tomorrow's going to suck.
Well, we'll be watching and seeing what's happening with the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. That's one way to go about it. Go Marlins. Go Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah. As Rob Thompson told the team, you can't control the weather. We can control how we play.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Nothing you can do about it sucks, but it definitely complicates things a little bit.
It really does. So that's that. So with all of that, of course, we will be here with you from 7 to 10, talking a little Phils about what happened earlier today, getting the win, holding off a little bit, and getting some help from the Marlins last night with the grand slam late in the game against the Brewers as they held a 2-0 lead since the first inning, if I remember correctly, where that one played out that way. So that's where things are currently for the Philadelphia Phillies.
You knew they weren't going to make it easy on you, Devon.
Oh, of course.
That's just what Phillies fandom is.
Did you expect anything else? No. All right, well, for last week, before we get your new picks for this week.
Oh, yeah, what'd I have? Because I did well in real life. I hope my NFL pick on air followed.
Well, you had two. In NFL, you went with Good job by you. Green Bay and Tampa. Green Bay was a plus 1.5.
Yeah, I like them all week.
And they won by 2.
Yeah.
14-12.
That's right. It got 14, and that was on the missed 2-point conversion.
Yes.
Yeah.
14-12 in that one. And Jay, good call by you, man.
Yeah.
Whew. Good call by you. And
I had bet a lot of dogs last week, too, which was kind of weird. I just thought there were some odd numbers out there last weekend.
Yeah. All right. And also, last week, this is where.
What's the college?
This is where, you know, I got to see how you feel.
College has been a bloodbath for me this year.
You had, going against last week, Saturday, the September 24th.
Yeah.
That was the game where Oregon had traveled to Washington State.
Did you see this? I forgot that was my pick.
-6.5, you had it.
Did you
see
this?
They won 44-41.
Did I text you that?
Yes, you did.
Made Stanford Steve's bad beats.
Yes.
So they didn't deserve to win or cover, have this miraculous fourth quarter comeback where they score 2 touchdowns in the final minute 45. They're covering, and then it gets blown like at the buzzer for the back door again. Absolutely brutal. Bet to lose. It made the bad beats of the week, and
you had a 1-1 week last week. Yes,
that was brutal. I think I retweeted it. If you haven't seen it,
yeah,
Scott. I love the Scott Van Pelt and Stanford Steve segment, the bad beats.
Yep,
it's pretty funny.
It's a funny one.
Yeah, and you know, Scott was doing his whole thing of this isn't a bad beat because they shouldn't have been in there in the first place. And I tweeted him back, and I was like, no, sir, they covered with a minute left. That is a bad beat. I don't care how it happened.
All right, well, so that week was number four here on the Draft Line
Show.
That
was brutal.
I need a NFL feel-good pick.
All right.
And a college football feel-good pick.
All right. NFL, I am going to stick with what worked last week. I think the Tampa Bay Bucs are a little bit of a mess. You can give me Patrick Mahomes as a dog every day of the week, and I'm probably going to take it. So I'll take the Chiefs +1 at Tampa Bay. Mahomes as a dog, say less. I know they're not the same team away from Arrowhead, but I'm in.
Yeah.
I think something's funky in
That's
Tampa.
Fair.
Mike Evans is returning from his 1-game suspension. That's big, but
that'll help.
I just think the Chiefs are going to be. Tampa Bay's offense doesn't look right yet.
Kansas City lost last week.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they feel some type of
to
way.
To Indy, right?
How they lost to Indy last week. Yeah.
I'm going to take that there in the pros. In college, I'm sorry, Temple alum. I think they're running into a buzzsaw in Memphis tomorrow at noon. It's a big spread, -19, but I will take the Memphis Tigers -19 over the Temple Owls. That's a tough game for a true freshman quarterback in C.J. Warner to walk into.
Okay.
I think Memphis can score. I think it's going to be a tough one for the Owls.
All right, man, and we always put together 5 picks from last week in the NFL.
It's a tough weekend, kind of.
It's a stinky schedule.
There's one or two really good games, and then the
Buffalo
rest are like...
Buffalo and Baltimore.
That should be good.
Philadelphia and Jacksonville.
That should be decent.
Kansas City, Tampa Bay, just on name alone.
Yeah, and that's kind of it.
Pretty much it.
Because the Patriots-Packers game kind of stinks with no Mac Jones. I guess Broncos and Raiders could be good, but the Broncos have looked like crap. The Raiders
are because of the fact that they are division.
Yeah, but that division doesn't look like what we thought it was going to be. The Raiders are 0-3. Like, that's just kind of gross. And then Rams Niners on Monday night. I guess that's kind of decent. I don't think Sean McVay has beaten Kyle Shanahan yet. So, you know, a couple good games, but a lot of gross games, too, like Bears-Giants.
Uh-huh.
Who the hell wants to watch that?
Yeah, I have no idea. All right, well, let's go to what we did last week, what the selections were. Kansas City -5 at Indianapolis. Cincinnati +6. I mean, -6 was the number. They beat the Jets by a score of 27-12, so we got that one. Minnesota to defeat the Detroit Lions by 6. They only won by 4.
Woo.
So we're 1-2 right there. Las Vegas Raiders -2, Tennessee. They lost that one. We're 1-3. And the Houston Texans at the Chicago Bears.
I think that covered.
The Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. The final score was 23-20. So you covered that one.
All right, so we won 2-3
in week number 3.
That's a lot better than 1-4.
Yes, so 2-3.
A lot better.
And there, as we get ready for things, man. All right, so what are we doing here?
I say we keep the Eagles in there. If you agree, I think they're one of the better bets this weekend.
All right.
You agree?
I do. They win this weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's throw the Eagles in there. You got the Vikings -3 at New Orleans.
In London.
Yes.
9:30 in the morning.
With Andy Dalton. Quarterbacking.
No James Winston.
Michael Thomas
already ruled out. Minnesota not playing well despite their 4-point win over the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson nothing.
I like the Vikings, I think, there. But let's circle back on that and see if it's still in our top five.
Okay.
You got the Bills -3
Ooh.
At Baltimore.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a game you want to watch. So
it might be a weather game.
Yeah. Look, the Bills, even in their loss to Miami, kind of dominated the game and controlled it. They just weren't able to capitalize. It was kind of weird. Baltimore's playing really well. I still think I like the Bills there.
All right.
I think.
Let me.
We can circle back.
Do you want to circle back, or do you want to go over, under, or does the weather concern you a bit?
The weather probably concerns me a little bit.
We'll circle back.
It's at 51. I mean, I would think that's an over game, but.
Circle back.
Yeah.
I like Dallas over Washington.
I do too.
Don't really care about the 3 or not. It's more of just winning the game, but Dallas wins that game.
If you're a money line guy, you can just take the 155 and pay a little extra juice and not worry about the points. That's a number I would consider, 155. I don't think they're losing to the Commanders.
I don't either. No.
I think they're close to unraveling.
So are you looking at 3 or are you looking at money line?
Well, a money line for the purposes of this exercise.
Let's go money line.
Is fine with me.
All right.
You got Jets +3.5 at Pittsburgh. Apparently, Pro Football Talk has a report that Mike Tomlin is the only person in the building that still wants Mitch Trubisky starting for the Steelers.
It's his call.
It is.
His call.
But I don't think he makes it another week if that's the pressure that's mounting and you feel it and it's out there in the media. You're gonna have to go to old Kenny Two Gloves in no time here.
And Zach Wilson looked like he's also going to be back.
He is. He is starting. +3.5 at Pittsburgh. That's kind of an avoid game
circle
for me.
Back.
Yeah.
That's like third on the pecking order of the circle back.
That's kind of, all right. Yeah. Then you got Tennessee Titans +3.5 at Indy. This is kind of a tough game to
weird
call
game.
Too because
weird game.
Indy's coming off a high off the Kansas City.
So is Tennessee.
They haven't, Indy hasn't looked good this year,
no.
Nor has Tennessee.
No. Tennessee beat Las Vegas last week.
Yeah. Again.
Circle back. That's what I said. These games are awful.
Yeah, we'll circle back on that one.
These games are awful.
Then
Chargers.
Chargers
and Texans without Keenan Allen. Busted up ribs for the quarterback, Justin Herbert.
They're -5.5 at Houston. I think I like.
Joey Bosa out?
I think so.
I believe he's out, but I still like Los Angeles.
Yeah, so do I. I just think they'll bounce back. Herbert's probably had another week of rest on those ribs.
I like Los Angeles no matter what. And that's no knock on Houston. They are what they are. They have fought. They have competed.
Yeah, Joey Bosa is out. He had surgery in Philadelphia, actually.
-250 is
on his groin, so I forgot he's out at least 6 weeks or
so. I'm still taking the Chargers.
I agree with you. We can throw the Chargers in. I feel good about that.
Okay, what's next?
Next game
up
is...
Two more.
I think I like Detroit here. The Seattle Seahawks.
I agree.
Are +3.5 at Detroit.
No, Amon St. Brown. Amon Ross St. Brown.
That is big. And Jameson Williams.
No DeAndre Swift possibly.
Yeah.
Paul Williams played well last week.
We're gonna have to circle back on this one.
I'll circle back on that one. Cleveland and Atlanta. In Atlanta, they got their win last week, finally against the Seattle Seahawks on the road. Cleveland will ground game you out.
I think I lean Cleveland here.
All right. -120.
It's gross.
I'm with you.
You feel okay with that?
I do.
Okay.
I
as long as you support.
They will compete.
Cleveland
will win.
The next game is the Bears +3 at New York Giants. New York Giants were -2.5 this morning. And to me, that tells me the bookmakers think the Giants absolutely stink.
Yes, they do.
If you're barely a home favorite against the Bears... Yeesh.
And the Bears are unstoppable in awful weather.
Yeah,
from
true.
Their week one San Francisco win in
Chicago.
Might
be the only advantage they have this year.
And again, if we're going to get some on Sunday here, as far as the rain goes, I'd imagine New York is going to get some too.
That line tells me Bears, but I have no confidence in that game.
Let's move on.
Let's just cross that one off the list.
Let's move on. I see a guarantee in Green Bay and New Orleans. The money line is -450, but for these purposes.
-9.5?
Mac Jones, you got
what's his name? Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer's the quarterback.
He's back again.
Yes, he is. He doesn't go away.
I agree. I lean Packers too, but I don't know. Their offense has also been weird.
Okay.
Like they come out last week in Tampa, bang, bang, score like the first two drives and then basically shut down the rest of the game.
14-12.
Yeah. And there's a lot of the older quarterbacks are putting out weird vibes this year. Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, something could be up. This could be the deciding week if there is.
So what do you have? You got Denver and Vegas in Las Vegas.
I do like the Chiefs. Do we have that in there yet?
We do have the Chiefs in there already. No, we don't. We didn't put them in this one. So you want to put the Chiefs in
there? Yeah, let's put the Chiefs in.
The Chiefs in there.
And then we only need one more?
No, we have five.
That's five?
Hey, we have five at plus 1,016.
Because the other game is Rams at Niners Monday night.
I think the Rams win, but still.
Yeah, they're plus
Honestly,
two.
I do think they win.
I would think so, too.
Jimmy, awful last
Jimmy G's game. Not good.
Yeah. All right, well, we got a good five.
All right, I like it.
I'll screenshot this five.
Yeah.
And go from there. You wanted to get in some NBA.
Yeah, I was looking at the odds the other day because, I'm starting to get the juice back for the season. So I wanted to check out the odds. What surprised me was the Clippers being one.
I'm not.
I know they're stacked. They have a 10 that is pretty legit.
Yep.
I just don't know how the Warriors aren't. They're getting James Wiseman back. They're defending.
He had 20 points this morning.
He looks good. Like, people forget they're adding a number one overall pick back to that team.
And he got to sit and watch and learn, finally, for the first time.
If I'm
the training camp this time.
If I'm the odds makers, it's hard to dethrone the Warriors.
Okay.
But in terms of our team, the Sixers, they fall in at a really sweet spot for a gambler. Plus 1,500 is a really good number, I think, for the Sixers. I'm not saying they do it, but from a gambling aspect, that's enough juice to make it worth a wager.
Okay.
Like, because when you're betting a Clippers at plus 600 or a Warriors at plus 650, I think they're right around that. Yeah, it's nice. 6-1's always good. But 15-1 with the talent level the Sixers have, I think that's a good bet. I think the East is kind of this Celtics situation doesn't seem great up there. The players seem a little in the dark about it and a little distraught.
They tried to go get Jay Larinaga from the Clippers. He decided to stay in L.A.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Why would I walk into that mess?
Yeah.
And then you also have the fact that with Joe Mazzulla, 31, while they may like him and respect him, this is the first time. And they went for Jay Larinaga for a reason.
And they have title aspirations.
So who's the other? And Bill Simmons did bring up the name in Frank Vogel, who has ties to Boston area, has ties to Brad Stevens. Maybe that's the name that they look for. I don't know what his situation is since he left L.A. with a contract still. If he's able to go and sign somewhere, I'd imagine he would be. But that's an interesting one. Let me throw back at you before you get out of here, Jay. And we are going from 7 to 10 tonight talking Phils, getting your Eagles thoughts and predictions on this weekend. Matt Menark is here. We'll talk a lot about that. We'll talk about the Sixers. Of course, they have a game on Monday to kick off their preseason schedule in Brooklyn. Defensive player of the year, Joel Embiid said he wants to have the number one defensive team in the league. And, of course, the defensive player of the year award. He is right now 8th on the defensive player of the award list. And he is at plus 1,800.
That's pretty nice. I mean, he's usually a top three finalist. It's more of a wing award these days with the way the league is. The big man kind of, if your name isn't Rudy Gobert, really doesn't get much.
Plus 425.
Jeez. It's not a bad bet. If that is his goal, I guess he's telling the truth. I don't know. I think he just wants to get away from the MVP talk. You know what I mean? Oh, no, that doesn't matter to me. Okay. We know it matters to you, Joel. Sure. I think he just kind of knows, like, what else do I have to do? If I can't win it these past two years.
And why talk about it?
Yeah, like, there's nothing more to gain here.
Any other defensive player you want to know about?
What's Cousin McHale at?
Plus 1,500.
All right, that's not bad.
Yep.
What's Marcus Smart at?
He's actually 9th at plus 1,800, tie with Embiid.
Oof. It'd be tough.
Right behind him at plus 2,000.
That's an interesting one in terms of value because I'm sure you listen to the JJ podcast, right?
Yes.
My takeaway from it was people are sleeping on the Nets. It wasn't like anger about how this all went down. I kind of believed he's, and I look, I could be wrong here because he fooled me before. I think he's back into the basketball groove. So I think his goal there is going to be simpler. Play defense and push transition. He's probably going to be guarding fives. He's probably going to be guarding some ones at times. I think that could get him some real recognition in that award. That's an interesting one, plus 2,000. I hate to say it, I'm kind of tempted by it. Because I think he's going to play the whole year. Yeah. That's good value.
It is good value. It really is.
Yeah, I hate that.
All right, man. Well, listen, enjoy your weekend. We'll hear you on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, live down at
Xfinity Live.
Xfinity Live, the Victory Beer Hall down there. We'll be getting ready for Dougie P. I fully expect the Eagles to handle the game. I think people are going to be a little nuts down there on Sunday.
Because
there's a good football team in the air.
Yeah.
And people sense it.
Even with the weather possibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 6 o'clock hour was brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Todd Zalecki says there will be another split doubleheader tomorrow. Game 1, 105. Game 2, 705.
Okay.
If they can get it in. They might be able to get game 1 in. Maybe. Yeah, maybe be able to get
it. They will if they can.
They will certainly. And you'll need to go, what, six? Five? Six?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, so right, we'll see. All right, coming up next, 7 to 10, me and you as we hang out until, I'm looking at that building, man.
Empty.
No one in there. Goodness gracious. Me and you from 7 to 10 tonight on this Football Friday, talking about the Phillies win this afternoon. Things are being changed for tomorrow. And the Birds obviously welcoming back their Super Bowl winning head coach in Doug Peterson. We'll get into it all on the other side. Matt Menark is sticking around too, right here on this Football Friday, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.